Okay, let's get into Yirmiyahu Perek Mem as we continue the destruction story, not just the Nevuos anymore, now it's actually coming true. So we talk about the Churban that occurred and what happened. This Perek is after the Churban, the story that we all know, leading up to the story that we all know, and that will be the story of Tzom Gedalia, why we fast. The story tells us what happened to Yirmiyahu afterwards, and how he, at the end of the previous Perek, we had that he was saved, and Nebuchadnezzar gives specific instructions to Nebuzaradan to make sure he's safe and make sure he's taken care of. So let's see what happens at the beginning of this Perek. Hadavar shehaya el Yirmiyahu, that which is said to, was said to Yirmiyahu, Meis Hashem, Achar shalach oso Nebuzaradan, Rav Tabachim min harama. After Nebuzaradan sent him away, Bekachto oso, when he took him, v'hu asur bazikim, b'to kol golos Yerushalayim v'yudah, he was enchained, right, as we saw, maybe he was already on his way, Nebuzaradan caught him, and said, wait, I want to talk to you, hamuglim bavela, with those who were going to, being sent and exiled into Bavel. V'hu asur bazikim, there is a psikta in Eicha that says, v'hu maybe is a deeper meaning, means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem was asur bazikim, imo anochi b'tzara, Hashem was also going into golos with us. But either way, this is how the parak starts off. Rashi and the Radak point out that the Davar is not right here. This is what is told to Yirmiyahu. What's told to Yirmiyahu? What's the Nevuah? So Rashi and the Radak say it's talking about what's going to be in 2 Prakim from now. Parak Beis Pasuk Zion. Not until there do we have background. But then, finally, in Parak Pasuk Zion there, we have a Himi Keretz Aseres Yamim. Yirmiyahu has a Nevuah. But others say no. It means that the Nevuah is in this Perek, and a couple of psukim from now, in Pasuk Hey, when Hashem tells him, Vodenu lo yashuv v'shuv al Gedalia, right, there's a choice. The choice was, does Yirmiyahu go with the Bnei Yisrael into Galus, or does he stay with the Shevis HaPleita, the few that remained in Yerushalayim? And Hashem says, you need to stay. You need to stay. And there's even a discussion, Rashi quotes a discussion between Hashem and Yirmiyahu, and say, well, where are you, who's going to go where? Right, Rashi quotes, Amalo, O at nochis imhon, vi ana misover hacha, O at sover hacha, vi ana nochis imhon. Right, see, you go or I go. Amar in ana nochis imhon, I'm going with them, and you stay here and give chizik to the people that are still here. That is what you have to do. But again, that is number two. What's the davar? So again, either it's talking about in Perek Membeis, or it's talking about what's here. The Abarbanel says this is a unique type of pasuk. The Abarbanel says, right, we always have, up until here, we have the nevuas are given in the context of the years of the Jewish king. Right, he prophesies in the years of Yoshiyahu and in the years of Yehoyachin, Yotzidkiyo, but here it's done. Here you can't do that anymore. Yeshayo, Yemio, Yechezko, you can't, you know, now that Malchus Yehuda is finished, right, it's finished for now, at least you can't say in the year of. Tzidkiyo is finished. So that's why the only thing to go by is by what's going on from the Babylonian standpoint, and that's what this pasuk is teaching us. You have to have something Babylonian to tell us the date. That is why after the Churban, the yachas is to this man. That's what it's in the context of, because now it's no longer time by Jewish kings, but time by Babylonian rule. As we know, once Bnei Yisrael go into Galus, and eventually after Bavel, Persia takes over, as we know the Purim story, then they have another way of taking time, that's when the months start. Right, we had the months of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we never had names for the months. Up until this point, we still know when it's specific dates. Well, in terms of time periods, we only have it from kings. But again, we have from Bavel, after Bavel, we have Paras, and we start the months of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, which we know are not Jewish months. They did come back. They did come back with them. We still have them. Even Bizban Hazel, we still have them. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's point in Parshas Bo, where he discusses they Dafka kept the names of the months of the Persians because they needed to remember that they were still not in full Geula, even with Bayesheni. Okay, either way, that's the background for the parak. So, the dover that Yirmiyahu was shown after he was sent by Nebuzaradan when everybody was going into Golus. Vayikach Rav Tabachim liYirmiyahu. So, Pasuk Beis, the Rav Tabachim, Nebuchadnezzar, this Rasha Mushchas that we saw last time, at the end, eventually converted to Judaism, right after he saw what happened when he shechted and killed so many Jews because of the Dam Zachariah that was bubbling. And he says that this is for one Jew that was killed. What about me? And he was here, her b'tshuva. But before that, he takes Yirmiyahu, Vayomer Elav, Hashem Elokecha Diber Asara Azos Al HaMakom Hazeh. I know, Hashem, you prophesize. We've heard about you, right? We've heard that you've been saying this for years and years. So, Vayave Vayaz Hashem Kasher Diber. Hashem did Kasher Diber Ki Chatasim Hashem Lo Shemata, because your nation sinned and didn't listen. Bikolo Vahaya Vachem Adavar Hazeh. And that's why this happened, right? They recognize that they are, so to speak, the pawns. They recognize that. That's why we have various chazals of Nebuchadnezzar and Sancheriv and Paro all saying, we're just the tools, we're just the pawns. Right? They recognize the hand of God in this. Problem is, they went beyond. They went above and beyond what they were supposed to do. They didn't just subjugate, they didn't just destroy, but they were trying to annihilate and decimate and kill and torture. Right? That was beyond what was supposed to be done. But they had some recognition. Va'ata hinei pitachticha yom min azikem asher yadecha. I have let you free. Right, the opposite of what we just had in the previous prakim, when by his fellow Jews, right, he was thrown into jail, he was thrown into the pit, right, he was thrown into a mud pit, and here, Nebuzaradan says, I've taken you out from the Zikim. Im tove nechal avoiti bavel, bo vasimeni alecha. If you want to come to Bavel with us, come. I'll give you royal treatment. After all, you told them to give in to us. V'imrabe nechal avoiti bavel chadol. And if you don't want to come to Bavel, that's fine too. You can stay here. I'm not going to force you. Re'ei kala aretz lefanecha. El tov ve'hala yashar be'nechal aleches shama leich. Wherever you want to go, right? Nebuzaradan sounds like a very nice guy here. He killed hundreds of thousands of Jews. But he's saying to this one Jew who forecast that Bavel was going to be victorious. Maybe he didn't hear about the other nevuahs, that Bavel was also eventually going to fall. V'odenu lo yashuv v'shuv el gadaya ben achikam. Right? And some say this is the nevuah now. Right? Hashem says, don't go to Bavel with most of Klal Yisrael. Stay and go to the Gedalia, who was the representative of the Jews that was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar, ben Shafan, asher hifkin melech Bavel barei Yehuda, v'shevi to b'toch ha'am. You stay here with the rest of the ha'am. O el kol ha'yashar be'nechal olech haslech. Or wherever you want, right? That pasuk doesn't sound like it's nevuah giving him a choice. So maybe this is all the pashtus, is that Nebuzaradan is still talking. Either go with Gedalia or come with me. Vayitin l'rava tabachim arucha umaseis vayishalcheyu. He gave him food, gave him everything he needed, and he sent him. So it's unbelievable that the fellow Jews treated Yirmiyahu so badly while Nebuzaradan is treating him so well. Vayava Yirmiyahu Gedalia ben Achikam ha-mitzvasi. He comes to mitzvah, comes to the north. Maybe mitzvah means the northeast, because it said also Ramah before. Maybe that means where Shmuel Anavi is. Vayeshev ito pasocha'am. Hanisharim ba'aretz, and he stays with those who were left in the land. So what happens? Vayishmu kol sarei achayalim asher basada heim avan sheim ki yifkin melech bavel es gedalia ben achikam ba'aretz. So we're going to have the beginning of the Gedalia story here and the end of it in the next parak. Right? The people heard that Gedalia was appointed as the representative, the political connection to Nebuchadnezzar. V'chi yifkin ito anashim v'nashim v'taf umidalas ha'aretz, that he put him in charge of all the Jews. May asher lo haglu bavela, those who weren't exiled. Most were exiled. Vayavo al Gedalia mispasa, v'yishma ben Netanyo, v'yochanan v'yonasan, all of these advisors, Saraya, ubinei Efi hanetofasi, all of these, heim avad sheim. Vayishavalem Gedalia, and Gedalia swore to them and said, just behave. Behave yourself, and everything's going to be good. Al tiru b'yavon akastim, don't be nervous. This is exactly what Yirmiyahu has been saying all the years. Don't be nervous from serving the Babylonians. They've already destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But if you mind your own business, they'll let you be Jews. Shvu ba'aretz, v'ivdu es malach pavel, v'yitav lachem. It'll be good. V'ani hineni yoshi b'mitzvah, la'mod av le'akasim. I'm going to stay here. Kashi yavo eleno, I'm going to be the middleman. I'm going to be the connection. V'atem isvu yayin v'kayitz v'shemen. Go gather wine and oil. V'simu b'klechem, u'shvu b'arechem asher tefastem. Go live in your cities. Live in your cities that you have literally grabbed. The Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Chavav, Darshins from here, learns out from this last phrase the idea of Kinyan Chazaka. The source of Kinyan Chazaka, of being machzik, property, how you kone karka? The Mishnah tells us three ways: kesef, shtar, or chazaka. So kesef with money, shtar a deed, chazaka is doing something physical to the land. Digging, putting a door, putting a fence, right? That's kinyan chazaka. So the Gemara says, minala, and how do you know kinyan chazaka? So the Gemara says, there in Kiddushin, let me just find the line, ubishtar ube chazaka, minala namar chizki, amakra, ushvu barecha, mesher tefastem, bamet tefastem, be yeshiva. Right? You have been tovei zip yeshiva. So that's the makar. And the Rinas Yitzchak here, of Yitzchak Saratskin, points out, they were kone it through. This is the makar for kinyan chazaka. Aren't these the houses that they lived in for years and years? What do you mean kinyan chazaka? This is just saying what they're doing now. What does what they're doing now have to do with what they did 20 years ago? 30 years ago, they bought these houses much earlier. It must be that this is a new kinyan. Mivur mizek, explains the Ridas Yisrael, beautiful comment. She'osan b'nei Yisrael, she'nisharu ba'aretz, zochu b'aretz Yisrael, raka yidei kinyan chazaka. It must be, no, they're doing a new acquisition. Why? Because once B'nai Yisrael went into Galus, and the Babylonians took over, that was it. That ruined something. That ruined the status up until then. So kasha galu B'nai Yisrael, u'batla ha'kiddush harishon. The kiddush harishon, the kiddush harishon is batla at this moment. Right? Because B'nai Yisrael were out, Bava was in, just like the Gemara says, there was no more kiddusha in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Gemara says that you've burned down a burnt house already. Right? The Beis HaMikdash was kilu, it was burned already. Kamochein batla bailus shalahem ba'aretz. So their bailus was batel. Va'osan B'nai Yisrael sheyashu ba'zachu ba'idei chazaka. It's through chazaka. And maybe, he connects this also, maybe this is even the source for the famous Rambam. The Rambam who says, discusses in Hilchos Beis HaMechir in Perek Vav, he discusses why is it, rather Rambam is Bechalik, first of all, between the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash and radiating out Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Kedusha of Har HaBayis is eternal because that comes from the Shechinah and the Shechinah Zayin HaBetela. But the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael was Paka, says the Rambam. V'lamani Omer in Vav Tezayin, b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim, shekdusha rishon u'kdusha asilavo, u'b'kdusha shar Eretz Yisrael. What we're talking about, l'inyin shviyas u'maisris bohen, lo kishal asilavo. Why do I say the kedusha was nullified in the rest of the land of Israel? Because l'fisha kedusha ha'mikdash v'Yerushalayim b'bnei ha'shchina v'shchina in a'betela. The kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is forever because it's because of Hashem resting His place, His Shechina there, and that's forever, like it says, Vashimosi es Mikdashechem, Afal Pisha Shomimim, Biktushas and Himomtim. But when it comes to the Chiv Ha'aretz, B'tshvius, U'b'tshmaisris, Eino Elam Ebnei Kibush Rabin. What is the Kedusha Tali on of Chumas and Maisris? And Shemitah, that's Tali on the conquering of Amisol. When we went in, it got Kedusha. And when we were exiled, it lost Kedusha. In this, right now, in this parak, we're talking about right after they left, so it lost its Kedusha. How to get it back? V'kivan she'ala Ezra v'kitsha, lo kitsha v'kibush, there was no war, ela b'chazaka, she'chzikuba. It was just the chazaka that they were machzik in. They settled it. And by settling it, they were kona it. And that's where the Kedusha comes from. And all the Achronim and Mefarshim, the Kesef Mishnah and the Tosfos Yantif in Idios and the Meshachachim in Parshas V'Shalach, they all have suggestions. What's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? Why does Kibush get undone by a Kibush, but a Chazaka does not get undone by a Kibush? Because that stays that Chazaka. But either way, where does this come from? So maybe it comes from this pasuk. Because this pasuk right here, which is the makar, according to Chazal, to Kenyan Chazaka, is right when their toe face, well, it's been theirs. It must be it's not theirs anymore. Amazing. So, Shuv Barechem Asher Tfastem. V'gam Kol Yehudim, back to pasuk Yudalov. Asher B'moavu B'vnei Amon V'Edom. And all the Jews that are in the surrounding places that went into Galus, they could come back. Asher B'chol Arasos Shamu Kinasam Elabal She'eris LeYehuda. All the Jews in the neighboring places, not in Bavel. That's where they were exiled. But in the places right next to Eretz Yisrael, Moab and Amon and Edom, the places around, which B'nai Yisrael went around. All those Jews returned. They all came to live under Gedaliah's rule. So everything was going okay. Until the story of Yishmael. The other officers came to Gedaliah with a stern warning. Gedaliah, Vayom Relov, Hayodoa Teta Ki Balis Melech Bnei Amon, Sholach Yisrael Ben Netanya La Koscha Nafesh. Balas, the king of Ammon. Rabbi Landy points out, we found coins in the land of Ammon in Jordan with Balas or some other name very similar to Balas. Right, here it is in the Tanakh. The king of Ammon, right, he was not a friend of Bavel. So he now sees the representative that Bavel put here, he's not happy with you. So he's going to get a fellow Jew to mercenary kill. So he's sending Yishmael, Hakos Chanafesh. Gedalia did not believe them. He said, it's a mitzvah to be down on Kavschus. I'm being down on Kavschus. I can't believe that Yishmael is going to do that. One of the advisors came to him now in private, meaning maybe he thought that you don't want to tell us in public because you don't want to be blamed for the killing. Let me tell you. I'm going to go. I'll take care of him in private. Nobody will know. Lama yakecha nefesh. Why should he kill you? And all the Jews will then be scattered because you're the last hope of the Shevus Yehuda. And the Shevus Yehuda will be lost. Again, the Rinas Yitzchak says here, there are two reasons why he deserved to be killed. Number one, if on a personal level, he's a rodef, right? He's trying to kill you. And therefore, habala hargacha, hashkem lahargo. So number one, he's a rodef. And number two, it's morad b'malchus. You're the leader. If you don't take care of this, then the rest of the Jewish people are going to be without a leader. So for both of those reasons, he says, lama yacha nefesh? Why are you going to let him kill you? He's a rodef. And number two, nafotu kol yehud kol yehuda hanikbatsim elecha. Right, they're all going to be scattered. V'avda she'emis yehuda. But what happens? Gedalia does not listen. V'yomer Gedalia ben Achikam al Yochanan mekirech al tases adavar hazeh. Don't do it. Ki sheker ata dover al Yishmael. It's sheker. It's false. There's no way that he's going to do that. The Gemara in Maseches Nida blames, at least partially, blames Gedalia for his own death, as we're going to see at the beginning of the next parak. The Gemara says, Tana, Samach Aleph Amar Aleph in Nida. Tana, Hu Bar Shemile Yishmael ben Atanya Chalolim. Dechziv, V'chulu, Asher Hika Biyad Gedalia. V'chi Gedalia Hargan, V'alo Yishmael Hargan. Ela Mitok Shohayel Olochish La'atzas Yochanan ben Kareach. V'lo Chash, he should have listened to the advice. Ma'alo V'kasav Kilu Hargan. So he takes the blame for people being killed afterwards. Amar Rav, and then Rav explains, Hailish Nabisha, it was Lashon Hara. Avagav de la kibule lo mi boy. You don't have to, you shouldn't, accept Lashon Hara. Mi boy, mechush le mi boy. Bishalish bichoshesh. Be nervous, be worried. You have to use your head. And therefore, Gedalia, yes, Dan Lakavshus is a mitzvah, but not in the face of achshash, of pikuach nefesh. And this is also what the Mesul Sisharim discusses in Parachaf, where he talks about the Mishkal HaChasidus, the proper balance in piety. Says the Mesulas Yisharim, it's very delicate. Ki harbei dvarim tovim, yuchal ha-yetzer l'rachik, ki ilu heim rayim. Some great things, the Yitzhara could convince you that they're bad. V'harbei chatoim l'karev, ki ilu heim mitzvos gedolos. And many sins, he can make you think that they are great mitzvos. U'be'emes shelo yuchal ish l'atzliach l'mishkal hazeh ala v'shlosh dvarim. There are three ways that you need to focus on in order to be successful in this area. She'libo yashar shabalavavos. First of all, you have to be objective, and you have to be honest with yourself. Shalote pinyaso elalasos nachas ruach lavanav yizbarach. Number one. Number two. Shem ma'ayein ha'maisav yin gadol. You always have to focus on your actions. How are you doing? V'acharto, achar kozos yemashluch yehavo al Hashem. Then you have to ask for help. And there, and let me give you two examples of people who made a mistake. Ein ladun, divrei chasidus amarein arishon. Don't just look superficially that you think this is a pious act. Elatzarech la'ayein ulizbonein ad heichon toldos hamaseh magios. You have to figure out until where the results of your actions are going to reach. Sometimes it looks great and it's terrible. Sometimes it looks terrible and it's great. What are the two examples? First one, Gedalia ben Achikam. He quotes, Yirmiyo, Perek Mem. Galui le'ineinu, shebebnei rov chasiduso shlo ladunas yishmol l'kavchova o shlo l'kaba lashon hara, because of his quote-unquote piety. Sheker atadover umagaram garam shemesu v'nifsu Yisrael v'kava gachalta manishara. The last hope of the Jews staying in the land of Israel, right? That was extinguished because of his quote-unquote piety. Should have killed him. Should have killed him. It's rodef, right? Dave pikuach nefesh. As we know, that was number one. And then number two, the other example that he gives is Zachariah ben Avkulis. Zachariah ben Avkulis, who we know at the end of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa story, he says, no, you can't kill him because people are going to think Bali Mumun Achayim Misa, and you can't give it because people think you could bring Baal Mum to the Mizbeach v'chulu. And the Gemara ends off by saying that led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So, says the Ramchal, that was a negative. He shouldn't have said that. When it's pikuach nefesh, you have to use your head, right? So that, and Reb Nevenzal writes in one of his svarim, it's not coincidental that every year Tzom Gedalia is in the middle of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, right after Rosh Hashanah, right? It's just all of a sudden we have to switch gears. We're thinking about the Beis Hamikdash, we're thinking about Rosh Hashanah, then the Beis Hamikdash, and then back to Yom Kippur. Right, so explain, there has to be some type of tshuva element of Tzom Gedalia that relates to that time of year. So Reb Nevenzal explains, yeah, this is the idea. The idea is that, you know, Gedalia, one of the messages, because so many times mitzvahs of ours look like averis and averis look like mitzvahs, and we have to make sure that we do the proper research and have the proper perspective to make sure our mitzvahs are mitzvahs and our averos are averis, right? Because according to the Gemara, Gedalia made a mistake. One other point, Melech b'nei Amon, talking about the men of Amon, Amon comes up a number of times in Tanakh, right? We know most, one of the most famous ones is Amon and Moab, right? The Torah tells us, Lo yavo Amoni u'Moavi b'kal Hashem. The male Amon and Moabites are not allowed to marry in. Not allowed to marry in, right? The women, yes, because they shouldn't have come up to, they did not reflect a lack of chesed when they're not coming out, but the males do, and therefore males are not allowed to marry into B'nai Yisrael. Is that halakha l'maisa? It is halakha l'maisa, but the Rambam and the Chinuch both say that because Bezban Hazeh, we don't know who the nations are, since Sancheirav was Meval Bel Kol Umos, so therefore it's never going to happen, Bezban Hazeh, until Mashiach comes, and the nations are separated. It says the Chinuch in Tav Kuf Samach Aleph, V'Isr Zeh Yenoi Kodem Sh'ala Sancheirav Melech Asher, Al Yerushalayim V'Higlas Yisrael, V'Gam Bilba Kol Umos, V'Irvan Zeh and they were all mixed up. You convert to Judaism, you can marry whoever you want. Because most non-Jews in the world are not from Amon and Moav, and therefore you could assume that they are from the Rov. The Menachas Chinuch here has a kasha. He doesn't even like any of his answers. He just wonders why the poskim haven't spoken about it. We know the principle is called the parish meruba parish. If anything comes out of a rove, so then it's called a rove. But there is a principle which is probably exeris hakasav, not really based on logic. Some try to give logic, but it's very, very subjective, a principle that just doesn't seem to have based on svara. Kalkavua kemechzal mechzadami. Anything stationary is ki'ilu is 50-50, right? Sugyas of the meat found in the stores. So Menachas Chinuch wonders, fine, if somebody comes to you from Amon and Moab, you can assume they're from another nation, but if you go to the Amon and Moab cities and it's called that, aren't they kavua? So it should be kol kavua kemechzal mechza, so you shouldn't be able to marry them. So he discusses this, but either way, this is the Amon and Moab. Sugi is one of them, and this parak spoke about Balas, the king of Amon, was against the Babylonians, and he was told he had a hand in hiring Yishmael to kill Gedalia. Again, Yishmael is also based on jealousy. He was upset. He wanted to be the leader that was appointed. But either way, that's history. And as we'll see, this leads to, again, the final nail in the coffin of the Churban, where you couldn't even let his representative live, and we're going to see what action is taken. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Shall we continue with Mem Aleph, Be'ezus Hashem, next time.